Good morning. This is Daniel Garber at the Movies every Friday for CulturalMining.com and Take 5 CIUT 89.5 FM. This time of year, when the nights grow longer and the days grow darker, when the icy winds whistle through bare branches of the trees, where Christmas is coming and New Year's not far behind, thoughts turn to things fantastical, phantasmagorical, impossible, and even supernatural. So today I'm going to talk about three very different movies, but all of them far outside the grip of what people call realism. First, Rare Exports, A Christmas Tale, directed by Jalmari Helander. In the extreme north of Finland, where the Sami people hunt reindeer, something's wrong. A big multinational mining company has come into the area, and they're digging something up under an ancient mountain, or is it a burial ground? But the reindeer are disappearing, and so is their main source of income. Children are also disappearing one by one with creepy sewn cloth dolls left in their beds, and so are the burlap sacks in the potato warehouse. What is going on? Then they discover a mass slaughter of reindeer. All the local reindeer herdsmen, bearded and wearing toques, think it must be the Russians' fault just over the fence across the border. Or maybe it's the wolves. Or that multinational headed by the weird Englishman who keeps warning them, shh, don't say bad words, don't do anything naughty. And there's a great horned beast spotted that were dug up by the miners. What is it? What does it all mean? But little Pitari has done some reading. All those old fairy tales, they're all true. It's Coca-Cola that played the con job in the 19th century and painted a new picture. You know, that jolly laughing bearded guy in red? Ho, ho, ho. Pitari has discovered the truth about Santa. He knows when you're sleeping. He knows you when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good. For goodness sake, Santa is actually the boogeyman. He grabs little kids and spanks them to death. It's up to little Pitari to save all the kids, get rid of the sinister creature known as Santa, and restore the ruined local economy. Will he do it? Can he do it? This fast-paced film from Finland is one of the strangest Christmas movies I've ever seen. It's cute and surreal and spooky all at once, actually like a lot of Finnish movies. Although there are some scary scenes and a little bit of gore, I think most kids and adults who are struggling with their own parents' Santa myths might find this just the thing to clear away the saccharine commercial images we get bombarded with just about this time of year. Next, another sort of fantasy. The Tourist, directed by Florian Henkel von Donnersmarck and starring Angelina Jolie and Johnny Depp. Elise is a mysterious, glamorous woman who sits in open-air cafes and reads cryptic notes delivered to her on the sly. She's trying to find her boyfriend, who robbed a gangster of billions of dollars and then disappeared. And she's being chased by countless European men from Italy, France, Germany, and the UK, and Russia, who whisper into hidden microphones and observe her every step. She's told to meet someone and pretend he's her boyfriend. She gets on a train and chooses a man at random, a hapless math teacher from Wisconsin, Frank, played by Johnny Depp. He is soon trapped in her machinations as she tries to escape all these men pursuing her as they chase her and him through the canals of Venice. Can he help her escape? And will she ever find her real boyfriend? Will he show up at the ball? Yeah, she goes to a ball. And what about all the money he stole? This movie was a total disappointment. Although it sounds like fun, it barely makes any sense. And as the plot turns, it makes even less sense. And does Angelina Jolie hate other women? It's like the thought of another woman competing with her for screen space is so anathema to her that she's banned any and all potential rivals from her films. This movie has a cast of 40 people with 39 men, including Johnny Depp, Paul Bettany, and Timothy Dalton, Stephen Burkoff as the villain, along with a legion of Euro spies and gangsters with carefully groomed three-day cheek stubble and designer suits and Zoolander poses. What's with her? I like Wanted, even though it was dumb. I thought Salt last summer was even dumber, and now there's this one. It's starting to grate. Johnny Depp was totally wasted as a puffy-faced, ineffectual milquetoast, and Angelina's accent was atrocious, and the two of them looked ridiculous posturing in evening wear in the admittedly beautiful European scenery. It looked like a Hollywood movie from the early 60s, but without any real glamour. It felt out of sync. The whole movie was embarrassing. It's especially disappointing because the director was the one who made the really great movie The Lives of Others, about the Stasi spy in East Germany. This spy fantasy is only his second film, and it's a real clunker. Next, The Tempest, directed by Julie Taymor. Many people already know the story, and it's weird summarizing Shakespeare, but here goes. It's about Prospero, the Duke of Milan, and his daughter Miranda, who are exiled to an island inhabited only by the local creature Caliban. He uses his magic powers and that of his spirit Ariel to cause a shipwreck and to strand his enemies and allies on the island, to cast spells on them to bring back justice and to regain his power in Northern Ireland. It's also Miranda's first time to see other humans, so she falls in love with a handsome prince, the good king's son. Meanwhile, the bad guys try out their plots along with Caliban against Prospero. So this version, directed by the very talented and original stage director Julie Taymor, tries a few changes, but keeps largely to Shakespeare's original story. She poaches from other ones, like she has O Mistress Mine, Where Are You Roaming? It's a song from Twelfth Night she throws into this one. But she keeps it in the period. She doesn't modernize it. She fools around a bit with sex and gender. She casts Helen Mirren as Prospero, now Prospera, Miranda's mother, and a witch, not a sorcerer. That works fine. And she has the naked sprite Ariel, expertly played by Ben Whishaw, do some shape-shifting, growing breasts, turning from man to woman and back again. Cast is quite amazing, with Alfred Molina, Tom Conti, Chris Cooper, Alan Cumming, and others who can handle Shakespeare without trouble. Shot in Hawaii, so you get these fantastic moonscapes and volcanic cliffs and weird jungles for characters to wander around in. It just doesn't seem movie-like to me. There was a disconnect. It was more of a play captured on film, so it was harder to connect with the characters, to feel their emotions. It was like a virtual proscenium arch between you and the screen, so it was doubly removed or distanced from the viewer. So there were stage sets in the movie that say, look at the beautiful sets, and stage costumes that shout out, look at these beautiful costumes, and some of the acting, like Russell Brand as Trinculo, was saying, look, I'm a comedian. Yeah, you're funny. So it's an interesting movie with some neat special effects and things like Ariel doing Buto dance poses, chalked in white, were quite arresting. But why? I found the background sound and music was terrible and too overpowering at times. It smothered a lot of the lines and dragged the pace, made it lethargic. Shakespeare didn't write throwaway dialogue. It's kind of important to be able to hear exactly what they're saying. So it didn't all hold together for me, but hey, Shakespeare on the big screen, another movie, Tempest, I say keep them coming. Just to review, today I talked about The Tempest, which just opened at the Lightbox, Rare Exports, A Christmas Tale, which opens today, and The Tourist, now playing. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber reviewing movies each Friday morning on Take 5, CIUT 89.5 FM, and on my website, culturalmining.com. Culturalmining.